as previously mentioned in the screening, this is a study for sexually active women who are using birth control, and we're interested in learning how they perceive STI HIV risk. What do you think are the most important ways that a young woman can protect herself against pregnancy and STIs?
I think condoms protect you mostly from the STIs and STDs. Mm-hmm. But for pregnancy, I think birth control is the most effective.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. And can you tell me about your experience in learning about birth control and condoms?
My experience, I just learned as I was growing up. Birth control, I learned that at the doctor. I really didn't learn much of it, just that pills are the least effective. So that's the reason I went with the shot.
Okay. And did you have any kind of school sex education?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, not at all.
Oh, wow. Can you tell me about any conversations maybe your parents had with you about sex?
I didn't really have any conversations with my parents either. Probably one conversation when I was younger with my grandmother. Just the usual birds and the bees conversation. If you do this, you'll get pregnant. Mm-hmm. But as far as protection and stuff, I didn't really have a conversation with my parents about that.
Can you tell me if you had conversations with anyone about that?
Not really. When you go to public school, they talk about that a lot, amongst the kids. Mm-hmm. But as far as just learning, how to protect myself, I never really just had a conversation with anybody about that. I just learned that as I grew up and as I go.
Did your friends have any conversations with you about that?
Yeah.
How did...
Like, at school,
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about the first time you learned about condoms?
The first time I would say, probably with my friends, talking about it just like as a regular conversation. In the area I grew up in, those were you would find them walking on the sidewalk. So, mm-hmm. It would just be, a part of the conversation. And, that's basically how I learned about it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that school sex education that you got or that you were, things you were taught at school.
So, it was just at lunchtime, kids would just, talk about what they did before or things like that. But it really was no education part. It was just, what they did and what they experienced.
And what about your first, can you tell me about your first time learning about birth control?
That was my first time at the Beta Teen Clinic, actually, mm-hmm. When they were going over everything I had, all of the options. Mm-hmm. I knew a little bit about the pill, but I knew that from my cousin. Mm-hmm. She said the pill isn't really effective. She actually got pregnant on the pill. So after that, that's when my aunt, she started taking us to the Beta Teen Clinic for our regular checkup, mm-hmm. and then that's when I got on the shot.
Oh, okay. So your aunt is the one who took you to the clinic?
Yes, for my first time.
Oh, that's great. Can you tell me about your relationship with her?
That relationship, it's kind of wonky. It's like a friend. A friend relationship, really. Mm-hmm. When we was younger, she did, help us out a lot. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's kind of there isn't a relationship anymore.
Mm, okay. But it sounds like she kind of took the initiative to take y'all to the clinic. Is that right?
Yes.
That's good. Can you share with me a little bit about how women in your community, whether that's your friend group or racial ethnic community, protect themselves from pregnancy and STIs?
I would say, you know, condoms as well as birth control. Mm-hmm. A lot of the women in my community, they take the shot, mm-hmm. as well as the IUD. But yes.
Okay. And, what about is that within your friend group too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And how might where someone grew up influence whether they use condoms or birth control?
I think it influenced it because, some people just really don't learn about things like that. So, I mean, if you grow up in an area where, you know, people don't talk about it, then that can affect it because, you know, you grow up not knowing about it or not knowing mm-hmm. that you need, you know, that certain thing. Mm-hmm.
Based on what you've told me with you didn't have a lot of education on birth control and condoms, tell me about how prepared you felt for the first time you had sex.
I really wasn't prepared at all. I didn't go to the clinic or anything after that until after my first time. That's when everything, you know, got started.
Okay. Can you tell me about your experiences with using condoms?
My first time it was with a condom, but right now I am in a relationship and we don't use condoms mm-hmm. at all.
Okay. And what about your experiences with birth control?
Birth control, I did take a break on birth control because I didn't like all the weight that I was gaining and stuff, and that's how I have my son. But after I got my son, I just decided to go back on birth control, and right now I have been keeping up with that in the gym, kind of, mm-hmm. you know, because I gained a lot of weight on birth control, mm-hmm. and that's what made me take a break on it.
On you gained weight on the shot?
Yes.
Okay. So you decided to take a break, and then that's when you became pregnant with your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me a little about that experience.
About my pregnancy experience?
Or about kind of the events that led to it. You decided to get off the shot and take a break from it. And then tell me about your experiences after that.
Well, after I took a break from it, everything was cool. I was getting my cycle back regularly. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, everything was good. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really using condoms, so that's how I got pregnant.
Okay.
But, yeah, everything started going good. I started getting my period regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But then ended up getting pregnant.
Thank you for sharing that. Can you tell me about the decisions or the factors you considered when deciding to get on birth control for the first time?
The first time, I would just say I was young, and I knew for a fact at that time I didn't want to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And my aunt, she really did have a big, not a big say, but she actually, you know, talked me into, you know, getting it. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, what really made me get it. I knew at the time I wasn't prepared for a baby. I wasn't ready for a baby. And I was young. I was only 16. Mm-hmm.
So the motivation for you to get on birth control was because of sexual activity, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And was there any other individuals besides your aunt that you talked to for guidance about birth control?
No.
No. Okay. And can you share with me the information you were considering before starting birth control?
The information I was considering was, you know, like the possibilities, like I said before, with the pill, you know, you would have to take it every day. That's just also something I look at, how often I would have to take it. What's the possibility that, you know, a pregnancy could happen on it? Mm-hmm. And as well as, you know, the symptoms, gaining weight, losing weight, things like that.
Yeah. And can you tell me about any barriers you faced in getting on birth control?
I wouldn't say I had any barriers. Baylor Teen Clinic made it really easy for me to have access to birth control.
Good. That's wonderful. And can you tell me about your interaction with your provider whenever you got on birth control?
My primary healthcare provider?
With the provider who prescribed you the birth control the first time?
Oh, the interaction? It was good. You know, I just got my shot. And, you know, every 3 months, just came and back and got it. I think I was on it for a year and a half before. I'm sorry, like 3 years and a half before I decided to take a break.
Oh, okay. And can you tell me how would you describe how you viewed condoms before getting on birth control?
I mean, I think they're a good thing. I think they're good. They're made for a reason. And I think everybody should use them.
Did your experience of getting on birth control kind of change how you used condoms?
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, at the time I was in a relationship, so, you know, I just didn't use them as much because I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. What pregnancy prevention methods did you use before starting birth control?
Just condoms, that's it.
Just condoms then. And you mentioned something about not wanting to get pregnant. Tell me a little more about that fear and motivation for using condoms or before getting on birth control.
Well, I just, you know, was at that age. I was young and I just wasn't mentally prepared or ready.
Mm-hmm. And what, talking about how, like, you said when you get in a monogamous relationship, you don't, you know, you haven't been using condoms. Tell me a little more about that. What factors do you consider when deciding not to use condoms in a relationship?
Well, the factors I consider, I mean, I would think that we were both only having sex with each other. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes that is the factor that I would, that's the factor that I looked at. As well as both of us are already, you know, clean, already got our results and such.
Can you tell me about your experiences with that?
Could you elaborate for me?
Sure. Like, you mentioned that, like, a factor you consider is that you've both been tested and showing each other results. Can you tell me about your experience with doing that specifically?
Yes. When I first started my sexual activity. My aunt, like, that is something that she told me about. Make sure, you know, that the person that you're doing it with does have, you know, their results. But we didn't actually get our results until, you know, after I got on birth control, because that's when we decided that we were going to stop using condoms. So for me to do that, that's what I, you know, told him that I would like for both of us to do that.
That's great. Did you make him show you his results and vice versa?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's awesome. I've been hearing more and more participants say that they're doing that, and I think that's great. Had you done that before with other partners?
Yes.
Can you tell me about those experiences?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's just the same. Once we get to that point in a relationship where we are, you know, you not using condoms, then we should, you know, get our results. Bless you.
Thank you. Tell me about how that conversation has gone, how that conversation went with your most recent partner about getting tested.
Okay. Well, the conversation was really easy to go about. They actually was interested in that as well, so they actually brought it up to me. I didn't have to bring it up this particular time. So, you know, it was like a win-win situation.
Wow. So he brought it up to you.
Yes.
That's awesome. How do you think he got the skills to do that? I don't hear about a lot of men who do that.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's because nowadays, a lot of men are starting to go to the doctor. I don't want to say it like that, but I think before, men really didn't go to the doctor. I think, like, they just go about their life.
And you said in previous relationships it was more you initiating that.
Yes.
Right? Can you tell me how those conversations went with those partners?
So, once we come into that, like, point of time where, you know, we talked about not using the protection anymore, then I would bring it up, hey, okay, if you don't want to use protection, then maybe it's best that we go to the doctor and, you know, we can, then from there, we can decide if we're going to continue using protection or not.
Wow, so they would ask you if we could stop using protection, and you would say not until we get tested. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Where do you think you got that assertiveness from, that ability to demand that of your partner?
I want to say really my aunt, because in my community, a lot of my friends tell me that their partners really don't use protection, and, you know, it's that way that is a lot easier for you to get, you know, STIs and STDs and stuff.
For sure. I don't hear enough about young women who are that assertive. So that's good. It sounds like your aunt's, like, education really helped you a lot.
Her education was a lot more like, from what she went through in the past.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
So, like, she tells me, you know, like, when she had her, if she ever had an STI or if she ever had a situation to come up, mm-hmm. a